We're talking today with Clay Pope, the executive director of the Oklahoma Association of Conservation Districts. He recently attended the National Association of Conservation Districts annual meeting in San Antonio, Texas. Can you tell us about the issues that may have been discussed or presentations you may have seen about conservation efforts and what might be important here in Oklahoma?
Well, I think definitely with the ongoing drought in Oklahoma and the Southwest, that was definitely a topic of conversation at the meeting this week. A lot of efforts on how make sure that we have the resources both through the Farm Bill and through our various states to make sure that we have the tools to help producers adjust on these challenges. A lot of talk about the soil health initiative within RCS too, which also goes hand in glove with that effort, trying to do things to improve the soil health, both to help us to be able to mitigate some of the challenges that we're seeing right now with drought, while adapting to some of the challenges that we have in front of us while increasing productivity. So it was a great meeting. We were able to get some good policy passed. We're looking forward to the year in front of us, and it's set the tone, I think, for a great year in conservation.
Can you tell us about any concrete initiatives that may have been discussed that Oklahomans will be using in their conservation efforts in the future?
Well, clearly the NRCS Soil Health Initiative is one of the things that we're really excited about. The idea that with some of the research that's come out now, if you can increase the organic matter of your soils, you can greatly increase your productivity. It's been shown for every 1% improvement in organic matter, you can have up to $750 worth of nutrients in an acre of soil, plus the fact that by increasing your organic matter, you also increase the water-holding capacity of your soil. You know, studies at OSU has shown that, say, no-till, it's the equivalent of a 3-inch rain when you think about how much water you can hold in the soil and the fact you don't lose as much water to evaporation. You think about that, you think about the environmental benefits that you have from improved water quality, the reduction in soil erosion, the reduction in diesel use, the improvement that you see as far as carbon sequestration and also improvement in wildlife habitat. Yeah, that's something I think we're all really excited about because it's really that intersection of increased productivity and making sure that we can feed and clothe the world while doing it in a manner that also helps us protect our natural resource base. So that was one of the major initiatives that was talked about, and that also goes hand in glove with trying to help adapt to the drought because that gives us the ability to ride through some of the wild weather swings that we're seeing, keep more water in our soil, and continue to produce the food and fiber that we need to feed and clothe the world.